shocking overview here of how you're being subjected to multiple vectors of toxic heavy metals contamination. Of course, we are heavy metals experts at CWC Labs, and we test a lot of products for heavy metals. There's also a lot of research out there. I'm going to cite some of that new research here. Beyond heavy metals, though, just want to mention, it's just come out, mainstream news, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, fluoride lowers IQs of children. This is considered now a bombshell mainstream media story. It's everywhere in the press. Fluoride is bad for children. And this is fluoride exposure during pregnancy. It interferes with developing brains, of course. But I've been covering this for over two decades. Beyond fluoride, which damages brains, let's get to the heavy metals. So number one, of course, you know, probably, that there's mercury in vaccines and there's aluminum in vaccines. And both mercury and aluminum are neurotoxins that cause permanent brain damage and developmental toxicity. In addition to that, guess what? A new study by Christopher Exley, a UK researcher, published in a mainstream journal, finds high levels of aluminum in infant formula that's prescribed by doctors. In addition to that, you've got mercury in fillings that dentists put into the mouths of children, especially low-income children. So the so-called silver fillings or the amalgam fillings are mostly made of mercury, or about half mercury. They are extremely toxic and they cause mercury exposure to both the dentist and the patient. But they keep putting these in people's mouths because it's profitable to do so. You've also got lead falling out of the sky thanks to new climate change experiments that are funded by Bill Gates. This one experiment is called ScopeX. And what they do is they release calcium carbonate into the atmosphere, but of course all calcium carbonate is contaminated with lead. So they're dropping lead all over the land. And if they scale this up, which is what they want to do, to dim the sun, they would be dropping billions of tons of calcium carbonate, theoretically, over time, into the atmosphere, which would cause millions of tons of lead to be distributed across all the farmland, all the crops, all the rivers, all the streams, all the oceans. This is, of course, lead lowers IQs in children. This is all part of the mass heavy metals poisoning of the planet. All right, next thing, how you're being assaulted by heavy metals. Remember the water supply in Detroit that suddenly became contaminated with 100 parts per million lead that was consumed mostly by low-income black children in Detroit and surrounding areas? Yeah, guess how that happened? Well, the city decided to change the water source in order to alter the pH of the water flowing through the pipes, making it slightly more acidic, peeling off all the old lead inside the pipes, causing high levels of toxic lead in the water supply. And then they went to great lengths to cover it up. All right, on top of that, by the way, the CDC scientist, I think his name is Dr. William Thompson, went public a few years ago talking about how vaccines cause autism in children, but with, I believe, a 420% increase of autism in young black babies compared to white babies. So vaccines are an assault on black children. And it was all covered up. The CDC buried the information. The media was ordered to have a nationwide blackout on the story. So even though this CDC scientist went public, the media blacked out the entire story. And then Google, of course, banned all the websites that dared publish any information that might suggest vaccines are anything less than absolutely safe and perfect in every way. And that's where we are today. So you've got heavy metals falling out of the sky. You've got heavy metals in your infant formula. You've got heavy metals in the water supply. You've got heavy metals in the vaccines. And you've got heavy metals in your dental fillings. And on top of that, we recently covered a story, our own exclusive finding, of Amazon.com selling probiotic supplements loaded with heavy metals. 5 parts per million lead, and I think it was over 3,000 parts per million aluminum in probiotics supplements, people, sold by Amazon.com. Just amazing. So think about all of these assaults on your body and your brain, because these heavy metals, not only do they cause cancer, they cause permanent neurological damage, lowered IQs, reproductive toxicity in both males and females, as well as developmental toxicity in unborn babies that are still in their mother's wombs. This is what the scientific establishment is doing to us. This is what government is doing to us. This is what Bill Gates is doing to us, and the climate change lunatics who want to block the sun by poisoning the planet with lead and calcium everywhere. I mean, these people are mad, insane, genocidal lunatics. And their goal is to mass poison humanity. This is the whole point of having mercury and aluminum in vaccines, is to cause lobotomies. They want you dumbed down. They don't want intact functioning brains in humans. Why do you think they put the aluminum in the infant formula, people? Why do they put aluminum and mercury in the vaccines? They don't have to. They could make clean vaccines. It's all on purpose, folks, because an intelligent civilization might challenge CNN, which is so dumbed down, you have to be brain damaged to even watch it. You have to be brain damaged to believe Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. You have to be brain damaged to vote for a Democrat while you're living in a cesspool shithole city run by Democrats. And that's the whole point. They don't want humans to be self-reliant. That's the enemy of authoritarianism. It's the enemy of the science establishment. It wants you to be a slave. The medical establishment, the pharmaceutical system, the vaccine system. They want you to be a slave. And they can't have you thinking for yourself. The most dangerous thing to any tyrannical authoritarian regime is citizens who can think for themselves. And that's why they have to dumb you down and cause brain damage with toxic heavy metals from multiple vectors. That's what's going on. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.